So today we'll discuss halachas of Chol HaMoed. It's very interesting. We have Shabbos, where there's Isser of the 39 halachas, Yontiv, which is very similar to Shabbos, with the exception of Letzorech Eichel Nefesh, that certain halachas are permitted on Yontiv when they have to do with food. We need food, we need good food on Yontiv. So certain malachas were permitted, not all malachas. For example, baking, cooking, that's permitted. Certain boira is permitted with its rules, taichen with its rules. But there are other malachas that are also, schita is also on yontiv, even if you're squeezing the fruit for its juice. And then we have Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is similar to yontiv, but also with exceptions. And the Issa Malacha on Chol HaMoed is a question in the Rishonim. The first Bir Halach has Arichos, the many names of Rishonim that held that it's Issa Do'iraisa, it's Issa Minatayra, and many Rishonim that held that it's Issa Drabana. And if it's a Issa Do'iraisa, we learned that the Torah gave over to Chazal the right to make a decision of which malachas should be asa Chol HaMoed and which not. And those are the exceptions that we have in halacha. There's five exceptions. There's dava aved, if it cause a loss, if it's for the tzarech hamayid, or if it's for a worker who doesn't have what to eat, if not for this. There are five exceptions, which we'll try to go through all or some of them. And this is what makes Hilchos Chol HaMoed and somewhat complicated, because you need to start off with the thought that it's really usur, except if it falls into one of the heterim. And then you have to figure out, does my situation fall into one of those heterim or not? There are many shadows that come up in the business world. Can I go to work? If I need to go to work, can I check the emails? And many times it could depend on the situation. Are we dealing with a dava aved? Is this considered a dava aved, or is just I won't make extra money, and etc.? There is a third shita's Rishonim, which is the Ramban, which sort of makes a pshara between the two shita's of whether malacha is the raisa or rabbanan. And that seems to be the way the Bir Halacha goes, and many other places. And that's why, when it will come to a suffix, which we have spakis in halacha over here, there are machlekesim in the Gemara. Without any clear hakra, many times it will depend on whether we're discussing a deraisa dika iser or a drabanan dika iser, and that's how we'll be machria. Now, Chol HaMoed is also important to know that Chol HaMoed is referred to in the Torah by Mikra'i Kodesh. Mikra'i Rashi in Shavuos and the Ramban learned that the word Mikra'i means a gathering. Mikra'i Kodesh means a gathering for Kedusha, to be Mekadesh the Rabbeinu Shleilam. There's a mitzvah over here, a very specific mitzvah the Ramban explained on Yontiv and including Chol HaMoed, to get together in the Beis Elokim, something which we're not zeicher to this Yontiv, but to get together in the Beis Elokim in order to daven and to say hallo. B'tfilo v'hallo b'chsus nikia, while wearing clean, nice clothing. And so the Ramban learns that there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven on Yontif and to say halal on Yontif. The Sifri learns from the Pasuk Mikra'i Kodesh, which the Ramban quotes the Sifri, that's a day for eating and drinking with chsus nikiyah. It should not be like yomim regilim, the Ramban says, like regular days. It shouldn't be the way you eat and drink normally. Should be different. The types of food that you're eating or drinking should be more tasty, better food. The clothing you wear should be nicer clothing. Tosfos learns from Mikra'i Kodesh that this is the source to saying that there's issa malacha d'oraisa. So these are the three different pirushim that we find on Mikra'i Kodesh, which applies to Chol HaMoed. The Beis Yosef brings down each one of these pirushim in different places, so we follow somewhat these different pirushim. On Yontif, there's a mitzvah of simcha, a mitzvah of kavod yontif, and a mitzvah of oinig yontif. simcha, comes from the pasuk v'samachta v'chagecha, which we apply to all the chagim, not just sukkahs. And the question is, does it apply to Chol HaMoed? Is it also a Chol HaMoed? From the Rambam and from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mevor that the mitzvah simcha applies to Chol HaMoed also. Therefore, just like there's a mitzvah to eat meat and drink wine on Yontif because of the mitzvah of simcha, so too there will be a mitzvah to eat meat and drink wine on Chol HaMoed. However, the Shagas Aye in Siman Samachay writes that if one does not enjoy meat or does not enjoy wine, so then for him, he could be mekayim the mitzvah with something that he's mesamech with. And therefore, during Chol HaMoed, if one enjoys meat or one enjoys drinking wine, they should drink a revis of yayin, eat meat. If not, they should find something which they do enjoy eating or drinking so that they'll be mekayim this mitzvah of simchas Chol HaMoed. The Yerushalmi, very interesting Yerushalmi, quoted by the Mishnah and the Paiskim, Klum Asru Melacha. The reason for the Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed was in order that you'll be able to eat and drink the mitzvah of Kavod Yontif, Oinig, which the Rambam brings down in Hilchas Yontif as a mitzvah and compares it to Hilchas Shabbos, just like there's a mitzvah to be Mechabed Shabbos and to have Oinik Shabbos, so to the mitzvah Yontif. It's Mevur in the Gemara and the Mechilta that it also applies to Chol HaMoed. And that's the way some Paiskim pass. The Shulchan Aruch holds it's only on Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch Harav holds it's only on Yontif, not on Chol HaMoed, but other Paiskim hold that it's also on Chol HaMoed. Matter of fact, the Sharitzin is Matzmiya on the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Reb Kiva Eger, who want to learn that it's perhaps it's only on Yontif not Chol HaMoed, from a Gemara Chagiga and from the Mechilta that we mentioned. And the Sharitzin is Meirich to answer to Mimiyash of this. And actually, the Sharitzin, the Chofetz Chaim learns that it's somewhere in between. The mitzvah on Chol HaMoed is somewhere in between Yontif and Chol. The food you eat on Chol HaMoed should be better than Chol, but not the same that you have on Yontif. The clothing you wear on Chol HaMoed should not be your weekday clothing. Should be something nicer than weekday clothing, but less than Yontif. That's the way the Sharitzin comes out. Other Paisim seem to say, Mefurish, the Chai Odom, that one should wear big day Shabbos on Chol HaMoed just like Yontif, but again, there's a kedusha over here, which is mechayiv me to certain dinim on Chol HaMoed. There's a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah when I'm eating on Chol HaMoed, is there a din pass? Is there a din that I should eat dafka bread? On that, there's a big nafkamina. When I'm benching and I forget to say yalav v'yavi, do I need to repeat benching? So we take a look in Siman Kuf Peches, over there the Shulchan Aruch passes that Chol HaMoed is like Rosh Chodesh, that if one forgot to say Yal V'Yavid, they do not need to repeat benching. Mishnah Berurah over there does bring down shitas that help, that there is a Chiyuv to pass on Chol HaMoed, and according to those shitas, one would have to repeat benching. However, Halacha L'Maisa, we pass in the L'Chatchila, this is where the Mishnah Berurah passes, that L'chatchila, once you eat 14 sudas over Yontif, and pas should be eaten, one during the day, one at night, but it's not li'ikuvah. There's a very interesting halacha that on Chol HaMoed, refuah is mutter. Any type of refuah is mutter on Chol HaMoed. And the question is, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush that refuah is mutter? So some learn that simply it means that one could take medicine on Chol HaMoed. But the question is, why should that be a chiddush? What's the chiddush in that? I'm not doing any malacha. Even on Shabbos and Yontif, it's also because I might come to do tchina. But why would that be also on Chol HaMoed? If I need to do teichen for a chayla, there's a tzairach over here, it's a tzairach the ma'id, it should be mutter. So therefore, the Nishmas Adam explained that the chiddush over here is that even a bari could take medicine. Of course, for a chayla, anyone who's weak or not well, it's pasha, they could take medicine. But bari, let's say that he wants to take vitamins, certain vitamins which are to be mechazik himself, which during Shabbos and Yontav we say not to take. Chol Moed, one could take those vitamins. Another pshat that's explained over here is that there are certain medicines which are bitter or may hurt, have side effects, hurt the stomach or other side effects. The chiddush is that even though it's going to shter yoin yontav, obviously we're not talking about a chayla, we're talking about even a healthy person who's taking these types of medicines and it's going to shter his yoin yontav, it's mutter for him to take it because, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, refuah se kodemes, it's more important to him, he'd rather have his refuah. And that overrides the oinig. But there was a havamina that would be aser, to shter his oinig yontif. A question comes up, what's considered a chayla that could go to a doctor during Chol HaMoed? So Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, even though there's a bir halacha that's mashma, you have to have at least a mechosh. But the pashtus is not like that bir halacha. And Rav Moshe in a tshuva, Archaim Chay the Gimel Simen Ein Ches writes, if one wants to go to a dentist, so Rav Moshe says, even if it's only a tsar katan, a minor ache, it's mutter for him to go. But if he has no tsar, and he has no mechosh, there's no ache at all, then he should not go to the dentist. Meaning, Rav Moshe speaks out of there, as long as there's any type of tsairach over there, as long as there's any type of tsairach for right now to go, either because I'm in somewhat pain, even a very minor pain, or by not going, I will be in pain, so it's to prevent the pain, that'll be mutter. In the Chol Moed book from Rav Zucker, Zichron Shleima brings from Rav Moshe in a tshuva over there, Nois Tezayin, that to go for your yearly checkup, one should not go. He says, even though they're not doing any malacha, they're just checking your teeth, but the zilzul to the moed, ki tachlis ha-moed, lil moed, lilimod, v'tanag la'avodas Hashem v'ayfin yisatay, the tachlis of Chol Moed is to be able to learn, and to be able to pleasure yourself with Avodas Hashem in a better way. So it's a zilzul to the money to go to the doctor if it's just for a yearly check. But again, for any type of tsar, even a minor tsar, and or to prevent the tsar, then it's permitted. The Shemir Shabbos adds that this is similar to Eichel Nefesh, just like Eichel Nefesh is mutan, Chol HaMoed, taking care of your guf, any type of tipul in the guf, any type of activity for the guf of the person will be mutter. It has a din like hechsher ba'alma, where if it's a tzarech hamayit or a tzarech for your guf right now, you need it to watch over your health, it will be mutter. Therefore, he says mutter to take vitamins like we mentioned before, or fish oil, which is just a mechazik your guf, all that would be mutter. We mentioned that on Chol HaMoed there's a heter, just like on Yontif, there's a heter to do melacha, letzarech eichel nefesh. So too on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter to do melacha letzarech eichel nefesh. The heter on Chol HaMoed is broader than the heter on Yontif. On Yontif, what's mutter is from melechas lisha and onwards, to bake, to cook, and other certain melacha. A Chol HaMoed, any malach which has to do with the food itself is mutter. So schita, squeezing the fruit for the juice with the mutter on Chol HaMoed, capturing the animal to shecht and eat it, seida, would be mutter Chol HaMoed, which is not mutter on Yontif. That's number one. Number two, on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter, even a maisa umin. Certain heterim that we find on Chol HaMoed are only mutter when it's a maisa hedyet. But to do a maisa umin, what takes a professional to do, to learn how to, let's say, hemming a pair of pants, the hem fell out, and or mending, sewing on a button, and you need it for the yontif, so it'll be mutter, but one cannot do a Ma'ase Umin. They'll have to do big stitches that you'll have to take out after Yontav and redo it. Over here, when it comes to Echol Nefesh, it's muta, even a Ma'ase Umin, even something which you need a chef, a professional to teach you how to do it. That's number two. Number three, even a Tercha Merubah. Certain Eterim only if it's not a Tercha Merubah. Over here, even if it's a big Tercha, it's mutter. And number four, that it's mutter, even if you're mechavim malachte for mait, even if you had, you were able to do it before Yontif, it was easy for you to do it before Yontif, and you pushed it off for on cholamait, that's mutter. And it's, as a matter of fact, Chayadim says mutter to lechatchila wait until cholamait to do it. Now, what's the reason the Chazal went so far to be matter? Oichal nefesh on cholamait. So the Levush says, in order not to be memayit in the Simchas Yontif. Magen Avraham says, because when it comes to food, they were in Goysa, or the Taz that they didn't Aser. So for food itself, they were matter. They were matter. Now, b'negeya machshire oichal nefesh. Machshire oichal nefesh means it's not, doesn't deal with the food itself. Let's say the oven broke, or my car is not working and I need to fix it in order to get to the store to buy the food. That's called machshirei achol nefesh. Over there, it's only muta if you didn't push it off for cholamayit. If you were able to take care of it easily before cholamayit and you just pushed it off for cholamayit, that's a question if you could do it, if you could fix it. There are certain limitations when it comes to machshirei achol nefesh. There's an interesting nidah in the Rishonim down to the Paiskin. If when I'm cooking a Chol Moed, can I intentionally cook extra, which I know the extra I'm going to be using after Yontif, once I'm cooking already, once I'm baking. On Yontif, there are halachas, what's called Ribay Shurim, which has its halachas and Simitovka of Gimel. If it's one pot with many pieces in the pot and I'm putting it on the fire once, baking breads is different, filling up a pot of water, has its own halachas and halachas yontif. When it comes to Chol Moed, can I do what's called harama or not? Some are matter, some aser. The Mishmura passes that it will depend on what you're doing. If it's a deraisa tikka malacha, drabanan, if it's nikar, they doing harama or not. It could be a little complicated, but it sometimes will be mutzah. The question that's asked by the Prima Gadim is that nowadays that we're became in Kriya Deyachal. We know the calendar. We know what's Yontif. We know what's Chol. And the halach is that Chol Moed, I'm allowed to cook for Chol Moed, and I'm allowed to cook for the last days of Yontif. However, the second day of the last days, we know in the world of the Torah is Chol. So if the Torah, if the Isser Malacha is Deiraisa, as the Prima Gadim says, according to the Sheet is that the Isser Malacha is Derabanan. So we could say the Rabbanan will matter you to cook on Chol Moed for the second day of Yontif, even though we know it's really Chol. But if the Isser Malacha is Deiraisa, then how could one cook on Chol Moed when the Torah asks it cooking on Chol Moed for Chol? So the Prima Gadim explains this based on Sugya and Beitza, which is negate to Erev Tavshilin, that we paskin that midai raisa, it's mutter to cook on Yontif for Chol. It's a Issed Rabbanan. Midai raisa will be mutter because of a svar of highly claim Archim. Since guests could show up and you'll have to feed them, so therefore you're allowed to cook on Yontif for Chol. But the question over here is, the Midrabbanan, they asked it. So again, we'll have to say, Hey Mamru v'Hey Mamru, the same Rabbanan that asked cooking on Chol Moed for Chol, when Matthew for the second day of Yontif. But what says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he asked a question, Micha Shlomo, what about a case where I have a Ben Chutz Laretz staying by me in Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, staying by a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and now the Ben Eretz Yisrael wants to cook on Chol Moed food so the Ben Chutzarts will have on his second day. For the Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's Chol. Can he do that or not? How about the other way around? A Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laaretz, staying by Ben Chutz Laaretz. The Ben Chutz Laaretz wants to cook food for the second day, and he's going to cook some food for the Ben Eretz Yisrael, special food for the Ben Eretz Yisrael, which is chol for the Ben Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and part of it is in the Tshuva part, I'm saying over Baal Peh, that I heard B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, that in the case where the Ben Chutz Laaretz is in Eretz Yisrael, he writes over there that's the chrais of the Ben Eretz Yisrael to make sure that the Ben Chutz Laaretz has a 2-day yontif. The chrais of Ben Eretz Yisrael to make sure that the Ben Chutz Laaretz has a bakovetik yontif. And therefore, Chazal will mat you to cook on Chol Moed for his second day, even though it's called for you. Similarly, I heard in the name of Shlomo Zalman, the Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laaretz, that he cannot imagine that Chazal would want his Ben Eretz Yisrael to be left without food. And therefore, when they were Matthew to cook on Chol Moed, they were also Matthew to cook for this Ben Eretz Yisrael, so he'll have food on Yontif. So these are the dinim of Eichel Nefesh. These are the leniencies that we have for Eichel Nefesh. Now, part of Eichel Nefesh is going out to buy food for Yontif or for Chol Moed, food that you need. Again, what's the Tzorech HaMoed, what's needed for Yontif, is permitted to go to buy. There's an issur just to buy and sell on Chol Moed. Issur Schayra. I could go buy the food that I need. If the fruit store is open, I'm allowed to go to the fruit store to buy fruits and vegetables that I need on Yontif or for Yontif. The question is, if let's say there's a sale going on, that if I buy, I only need, with the cheshbon guest, I only need 3 bottles of soda. But it's on sale, if I buy a whole box of 6 or 12, it will be cheaper. So the Paiskim seem to say, if it's a substantial amount of a difference, or some kind of a difference, then it'd be a hefset, but somewhat of a difference will be mutter to buy the full box. But otherwise, one has to make a reasonable cheshbon of what do I need, what I don't need. Someone's sitting on the grass and a bug crawls on his hand and he wants to kill that bug. Is he allowed to do that on Chol Moed or not? On Shabbos and Yontif, one would not be able to do that. It's a malacha, netilas neshama, shaychet. He's not allowed to do it on Yontif. Can he do it on Chol Moed? Says the Mishnah Brura, if it's a fly or a mosquito that every time you chase it away, it comes back, it nags you, it just keeps on coming back, you could kill it. Mashu in the Mishnah Brura, but if it's a type of ant or a bug, they could just flip it off without killing it, then just flick it away, you should not kill it. If I'm sitting on the grass, pulling out a piece of grass, pulling a leaf off the tree or off the plant, it's Melechus Kaitzer. Am I allowed to do that on Chol Moed? If it's the Tzarech a mitzvah, I'm cutting the esrig off the esrig tree to use the esrig, or I'm cutting the hadas off for the dalaminim or for the samim, so that'll be mutzah. The Tzarech mitzvah is a heter during Chol Moed. How about if it's not the Tzarech mitzvah? So just to do it, for this, just to pull out pieces of grass, one has to be careful. They're not allowed to do that. If they get a certain amount of enjoyment from it, perhaps then it will be mutzah. We'll speak about that soon. Rav Yashiv said a chiddush that if I pulling out here, which is also asa on Yontiv and Shabbos, to pull out here, or to cut your nails, or to bite your nails, on Shabbos and Yontiv, it's asa, even if you do it out of a habit, without intention to do it, it will be asa. On Rav Yashiv held that on Chol Moed, if you're doing it without any kavana, doing it out of habit, that's mutter. They didn't answer Einem Eschavin. Einem Eschavin is mutter on Chol Moed. However, if you're Eschavin, then there has to be a purpose to it. There has to be a heter to it. You can't do it with kavana. So cutting nails, if one cut their nails before Shabbos, before Yontif, and it grew back and it's bothering him, So then to bite his nails would be mutter. Biting your nails will always be mutter. But if it's for the covet of Shabbos or Chol Moed, Shabbos Chol Moed, or Yontif of the last days, so if he did it also before Yontif, then will be matter if it needs to be cut. But again, one has to make a cheshbon. Why are you doing it? Just to cut the nail stam? Just to cut the nail, not for any purpose of yipoy, of to make it nicer, or for covet Shabbos, Yontif, would be usser. Picking fruit on Chol Moed is also a malacha to pick fruit on Chol Moed. If it's Letzarech HaMoed, I needed to make an apple kugel, a blueberry pie, or whatever you're picking, a cherry pie. So then, or to eat the cherries, to eat the blueberries, that would be mutter, it's Letzarech HaMoed. But to go apple picking or cherry picking for after the Moed, there's no heter. What's the heter? Even to buy apples for after Yontif, like we mentioned before, one's not allowed to do. Again, you can make a rough cheshbon of how much I might need, unless there's a heter. That's cheaper to buy the full dozen of the apples or the full bag of cherries. It's cheaper than just buying a few. Or it's at a price which is very cheap, which is not going to be around after Yontif. It could be certain aterim. It's a great deal that you won't be able to get later. Price is going up. But you need a heter to be able to buy for after Moed. But what about picking? If it's a dava aved, I won't be able to get back here to the farm to pick the apples, these special apples. But just for revach alone, for extra, the Shmur says you're not allowed to do it. So what about picking apples for pleasure? There's another halacha that if it's a tircha, the Shmir Shabbos brings down. Now let's say I need 5 apples. I know I need 5 apples for Yontif. But if I'm going to pick 5, I'm going to have to go around looking for the specific 5, which are nice looking, and take those 5. But if I pick 10, I'll just pick off the first 10 that I come to. And from those 10, I'll pick out the 5 that I need. In other words, picking the 5 will be a bigger tercha than just picking extra. So that'll be also mutter, because to pick more is less of a tercha. So that'll be mutter. But what happens if on the farm, I could buy fresh apples? When you come to the farm, they have apples that were picked today, freshly picked apples, or you could go in the back and pick them from the trees. Am I mechuyev to buy them? There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch that if I have a garden, my own private garden, I'm allowed to pick the vegetables from the garden, even though I could go and buy vegetables, which is not a malacha to buy. Picking is a malacha. I'm allowed to do that. But over there it says because, since it's for free, I could do it. I can pick those vegetables because it's for free. But over here, I have to pay either way. I have to pay for the apples if I buy the fresh apples, or I have to pay if I pick the apples. So the chayri, you don't have that heter of picking over buying. So this boils down to the question of going for a Chol Moed trip, picking apples for the fun of it. I'm not going to eat those apples. I know I don't need all those apples. And I also know that that it's just for the sake of keeping myself busy. And this question comes up in many other malachas that you may come across, like writing, painting. The Shabbos people are asking about painting or drawing, which is malachas kesiva, which is also Chol Moed. I'm doing it just to keep myself busy. Am I allowed to do that or not? The Shulchan Aruch talks about going fishing. However, in the Shulchan Aruch it's mashma that the head of fishing on Chol Moed is for eating. You don't have to be specific and only catch the number of fish that you need, but it has to be within the realms of for the sake of eating. But just for a sport to go fishing for pleasure is not clear. And many Achrayim bring down Rav Shlomo Zalman, they bring down the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Vozna. That's not enough fun to be matter. However, in the Chol Moed book, Zichron Shleima brings from Rav Moshe that it's mutter. However, he says it's better if you do eat from them. But what the Achrav Achronim is that there has to be some level of enjoyment over here, that you really enjoy it. You look forward to Chol Moed when you'll be able to spend time going apple picking. You'll be able to spend time, you finally have time to sit down and learn how to draw or to paint this picture or something like that. There has to be a real enjoyment from it, which may depend on the age. Children get enjoyment from picking apples. Adults may not. The adults have to make a cheshbon. Do they have enjoyment from it or not? That's a question. How much enjoyment do you have? Some adults will tell you the enjoyment they have is that the kids are busy and they're not on your mind. So that's your enjoyment, helping them out. Again, one should try to limit how much he's doing because he doesn't get that much enjoyment from it. The children who really enjoy it and have a fun time, that'll be mutter. That's called tzarech hamayit. And therefore, that's what you have to judge in many different trips of Chol HaMoed, going painting, going different things like that. When it comes to kvisa, to making washes during Chol HaMoed, so on Shabbos and Yontif, washing is also because of malabing, leches malabing, which is bleaching, washing, that's usher. And me'ikara din, washing Chol HaMoed should be muta when it's being done l'tzarech HaMoed. As the Rishonim write, that me'ikara din, a ma'aseh hedyot, l'tzarech HaMoed should be muta. The Me'iri says it should be muta Chol HaMoed, me'ikara din, because it's a simcha for a person to have clean clothing. However, Chazal came along and said, we are creating a new isser over here. The isser is to do any washes during Chol HaMoed in order that you shouldn't come into Yontif with dirty clothing. If we will ask you Chol HaMoed to wash your clothing, and the Mishmur says even L'tzarech HaMoed, the isser of washing clothing Chol HaMoed is even L'tzarech HaMoed to wash your clothing, that will force one to make sure that their clothing is washed and prepared before Yontif, for Yontif. There's a heter which we find in Hilchos Chol HaMoed in certain areas for a payal, a worker who doesn't have what to eat. He needs pashut money to buy food for Yontif. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, this new issa of Chazal, this issa of Chazal not to do washes, he's talking about over there not to take haircuts. He says is even for a payal who doesn't have what to eat, Chazal were very strict on their iser. The night view the whole says mutter for such a person, but the Aruch HaShulchan says it's aser. All in order to force the person to do his washes before Yontif. The question comes up, how about spot cleaning? You have a dirty spot on your shirt. Can I clean that spot? Paiskim say that's mutter. Spot cleaning is mutter. Dava Aved. Sometimes one can get a stain, which if they don't take care of it right now, it will get ruined. Or even if it's a suffix dava of it, there's a suffix if it will get ruined. It's muta. It will shter your simchas yontif. Again, that won't be mata stamak visa, but there are people asking about children are wetting the linen and to leave it around or start to smell or to put it in a plastic bag. It could really destroy, but in general, we're more makeup for children. Also, children up to the age of 5 or 7, the age that they're still making their clothing dirty constantly, we're more makeup. For an adult who ran out of shirts or ran out of underwear or some socks, so the halacha is that, according to many paiskin, he should have planned before Yontif to make sure he has enough for the entire Yontif. But let's say he ran out of it. He planned, but it wasn't good planning, or he didn't realize they didn't have enough, and he ran out of it. If it would be possible for him to buy, it's better to buy. There's no malacha being done then, even though we don't just stand by and sell, but this is the Tzarech HaMoed. Here it's a malacha of kvisa, of malabin. But let's say the stores are not open. He's not able to get to a store to buy, or it costs money. It's expensive. He doesn't have the money to spend on it. So if he doesn't have any more clothing for Yontif, he could wash what he needs for Yontif. That alone is enough. The Marsham in Two Tshuvas, he discusses that when we learn Hilchos Shabbos, Meleches Melavin consists of three steps. The Shriya, which is just soaking the bag in water, soaking it in water. This Shivshuf, scrubbing it, and then the Shchita. And on Shabbos, each one of these three steps alone is also to wring out a cloth, to wring the water out of the cloth, is this a Shchita? So what about on Chol HaMoed? Shriya, can I soak a bag in a Chol HaMoed? It's not a davar aved. It's not going to get ruined if I don't soak it right now. I can leave it until afterwards. Says the Marsham, the same issa applies on Chol HaMoed. What about Shchita? I think if I remember correctly, the Marsham's talking about after you do sponge it. While I'm doing sponge it to squeeze out the cloth or the mop, that's part of Tzarech HaMoed, cleaning the house for Yontif, so I could squeeze it out. But at the end, after you finished, to squeeze out the cloth, just to wring out the water, that's a question of Shchita. Do I have a heter or not? One has to make a cheshbon. If they have that, if one that heter applied to it or not. Ironing, to iron the shirt, to iron the pants on Chol HaMoed, if it's the Tzarech Yontif, is mutta. Writing on Chol HaMoed is also malacha to write. To write on Chol HaMoed would be aser unless I have a specific heter. It's the Tzarech HaMoed. Even when it's the Tzarech HaMoed, one should try to do it with a shinoi. If one needs to write on a computer, using a computer is definitely better. It's less of a shiloh of ksiva. So that would be better, a better etzah if they need to. Again, if one could write with a shinoi, many ask that they're studying for a different test. Can I write while I'm studying? So usually using a computer or writing with a shinoi will work. Divrei Torah, the Taz is a very interesting svara. The Taz says that's a dava aved, because if I'm not going to write the chedushim now, I will have to write it after Yontif. And now during that time when I'm writing it after Yontif, I can be mechadish more chidushim. So it's a dava oved on the new chidushim that I can be mechadish during that time. Therefore, one can write those chidushim down on Chol HaMoed. So again, one has to apply one of the different heterim that there are to being able to write. And like we spoke about before, drawing, painting for the fun has to be something that you really enjoy, that you enjoy. The question that one was asking, someone called me yesterday morning, was that that his wife's an artist. She knows how to paint like a Maisa Uman. She's a professional. She doesn't usually get a chance to sit down to do it, but now Chol HaMoed, she wants to do it. And in a Maisa Uman dika way, is having fun doing it. She enjoys it. She has a good time doing it. Can Maisa Uman be a heter for this or not? It's not clear in the Paiskim. Not clear in the Paiskim if you are not. I felt at the end of the day that her enjoyment and her Simchas HaYontif will override and will be mutter. But it's definitely a very good question if it will be mutter or not. The last topic, which is a very big topic and a long topic here in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that has to do with a lot of people that have businesses, especially businesses that they run online, is that there's an issa of schaira. There's an issa of maso matan on Chol HaMoed. There's an issa of doing business on Chol HaMoed. And as we mentioned before, if it's the Tzarech HaMoed, so then it'll be mutter. But if it's not the Tzarech HaMoed, Chazal asked it. Why? Because of a tircha. There's a tircha, which is mashma, that's not the schayra that they asked it, it's the activity, it's the involvement, because it's a tircha. It's a tircha, and they don't want you to be tereach a Chol HaMoed. the Tshuvas HaRosh, the Tshuvas HaRosh the Tshuvas HaRosh over there, when he talks about the Issa of buying products and doing business, so he says another type of terch over there. He says that there's a great terch of figuring out the price, which is true. Speaking to different people, figuring out the price and making it the right price, higher, lower, is a terch. There's a tear there. It will take away from Simchas Yontif. The Rosh says, and also sometimes you bought something at an expensive price, and now you see it's not selling at that price, and you have to go down in price. That creates a tsar. There's a problem of a tsar. It's painful. So therefore, because of this rush, some assert, even if there's no tercha and no terda, but it's being done, it could come to a tsar. Another chash is that if you're doing something derecho, maybe you'll come to write. You'll come to write in a way that's also to do ksiva. Therefore, we find that there's an issa of doing business on Chol HaMoed. Now, when it's muta, then it becomes muta for the buyer and the seller and for both of them to do it. And the issa includes pashtas, whether you're buying products to go in the store, which is in the public, or in your house, which is private. Now, one of the terim that there is Dava Oven. And the Heter Dava Oven means this is a chashash. It doesn't have to be that it's for sure, but there's a good chance that there could be a hefsid to the schira that you have, to the products or to the business that you have right now. It could be it doesn't be a loss. Either means if I don't sell it now, I'm not going to be able to get it for the cost price that I paid. I'm going to lose from the base price. Not just I'm going to lose from the profit, but I may lose the cost price either because now is the time to sell it, or I know that the market price is going down after Yontif, down to low enough that I'm going to lose the cost price, or I'm going to lose clients. I'm going to lose clients, which means that they'll need the product, they'll go somewhere else, and then they'll just continue buying over there. That's a kula. Or if Moshe talks about in Shuvah Chelikasim Lamavav Ois Gimel, that if I happen to be in a place where right now I could buy these products for cheaper, and if the Yontif, in order to get to this place, I'm going to have to spend money to get there, to get it for the cheap price. Or I know that the price is going up after Yontif. I won't be able to get it at this price. That's considered Dava Aved. Again, you have to look at that tshuva. He's Mayrach over there with other pratim on this point of when exactly it's considered a Dava Aved or not. It's not just for any small loss. But there are many, many different cases when it comes to Minias Revach, just not making the same amount of profit. Or if I do the deal today, I can make extra money. So again, if it's a one-time chance, which I have right now, or it's something which isn't going down a substantial amount, which I'm not going to be able to gain back that profit after Yontif, it's a one-time deal. So many cases, again, there are many pratim for this, it will be muta. If I need to do a malach in order to protect my product from getting lost, I need to find a storage place for it or some other situation, that would be mutter. But these are all different types of cases of a dava ovi. Comes to stocks. Can I do stocks? Is it my parnasa? Is it not my parnasa? Am I doing it as a revach just to make money off it? Or I may lose a good deal over here. Again, these are questions which need to be dealt with. And the halacha is, it's a little scary that one who does halacha chol ma'id and was in an usher dick away, it's ain't a roisim and bracha. So one's not gaining really much by doing it illegally. But again, there are terim, certain paiskim are a little more lenient than other paiskim, seemingly that that they're more worried about dava aved, and sometimes they're right. They understand the business better. They understand how the Amazon works and how the eBay works and all that, and you can lose credit and you could get thrown off and things like that. So sometimes it's kedai to speak to Ravus who understands the business and is able to help you out. Someone who doesn't have what to eat, he needs money for Chol Hamoed, for Yontif, or he has enough, but he has a very tight parnasa. And if he'll be able to make this extra deal, he'll be able to spend extra on Yontif. There's a special hetter for such a person to do business on Yontif, as long as he'll use some of that money for Yontif. Sometimes the hetter is only Betzina. We find certain Rishonim held that the whole Issa Malacha is only ones being done before Hesia, not Betzina. So we'll be mitzarif that also sometimes to be matter, paying up a chayiv is mutta, even though you can pay it up after the mite. The question is, if I bought schayra, I bought certain products, and I have a bill waiting to be paid up, and can I pay that bill on Chol Hamoed? In a case where I could wait until after Yontif, is that called a praying chayiv? Did it turn into a loan? And if it turned into a loan, some still ask for it because that's more business. We're not to be makel if the seller is coming to be collect his chayiv from you, so then we're not to be makel because it could become to a possible loss. You'll lose your credit rating with him if you don't pay up on time, or you don't pay him when he's asking for it. Again, these are different, many different pratim that go into this. Someone has a store, a fruit store, which is mutter for him to open because people need fruits and vegetables for Yontif, so he's allowed to have it open. His heta to sell is to sell to Yidden who need the food for Yontif. So does he have to ask the person, do you need this for Yontif or not? No, he doesn't have to. He could assume that this person is buying his Shema Torah mitzvahs, is buying what he needs for Yontif. However, what about to sell to a guy or to someone who's not a Shema Torah mitzvahs? We matter because the Darche Shalom, doing a rental, renting an apartment, renting a car, renting any type of thing, rentals are also considered like a business deal on Chol Hamoed. Signing the contract on Chol Hamoed is also a type of schaira, which needs again a heter to be able to do it on Chol Hamoed. Therefore, again, the yisod over here is that these are the basic halachas. Chol Hamoed takes up a big chedek and a nice chedek of simanim in chedek vav in Shulchan Aruch. We touched on many of the different inyanim, and one has to treat Chol Hamoed with the right kedusha, the meichel, the shtia, with liman haTorah, and use the finyani kedusha as best as possible. Any questions?
Writing for part of a game. Let's say you're playing Scrabble. You want to keep score or something like that. A game that involves writing.
Okay, so if you could do it again with a computer, which probably is difficult too, would be better. If you could write with a shinoi, you should do it with a shinoi.
If it's not as good, you want it. But if it's for speed, and you're gonna lose time if you either type it or if you do shinoi.
So yeah, you have to enjoy the game. If you're playing with your wife, let her win.
Your children, you can do.
Yeah.
The tablecloths or something like that. Something that was washed for the first days of Yom Tov, and then it got dirty over the first days and want to reuse. The tablecloth is a classic example.
There's no problem with Dava Aveit.
Washing machine?
So, no, I'm saying if you leave this stain on it, it's a Dava Aveit. It's a
I just want to use it for the second days. I like the tablecloth. My favorite tablecloth.
Again. So that if you have other tablecloths, which are Shabbos dicker tablecloths or Yom Tov dicker tablecloths, you should use the other ones. If you do not have any, either put a plastic on it beforehand so you'll be able to use it again and again, But if that really bothers your Simchas Yontif, so then you would have answer. But it's kedai to think about it before Yontif.
If you run out, if you like run out of towels, you had enough towels and you ran out. So it's not a clothing, not
same
a bag.
Same idea. The towels, there's a specific head of towels because towels is something that people run out of very commonly. Then again, if you it's a little more kludic if you can't buy new towels or stock up with towels beforehand enough to last, then you'll be able to wash what you need for Yontif and only what you need for Yontif.
What were they saying? The cutting the nails. I missed it. For Shabbos, would be a heter for Shabbos.
If you did it before Yontif and now you're doing it for Shabbos and Yontif, so then you'll be able to do it.
What if you ran out of time of Yontif?
Then we don't hold you responsible. Then also, it's not called that you push through for Shabbos Yontif. So we're more meiko. If you can bite them with your teeth, that's better.
Back to the sudas. Does the night suda have to be like after Shkia? It's like DNA Laila?
It's mashma, one in the day, one at night. Again, it's a
lechatchila. Shkia could be late.
The brura. So then I have eight. So then have two. One.
At Shabbos, we say have three by day. Can I do that? I'll wash for breakfast and for lunch, or I'll wash for supper, which is before Shkia.
I hear you. Okay, look, again, it's not my akib. Do you hear me still?
Yeah, I hear you.
Do you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
No, the motor, I'm in the car. The motor went off, so I was just wondering if he's still
here. Well, that's not good. Should drive around the block afterwards. The battery died.
I know, so what should I do? I can't reach the gas pedal from where I'm sitting.
So do you do the experts?
Okay, so, any other questions?
The Suda by night, so the Suda by day
I hear you. I hear the issue. I don't know what the answer. Look in the Sharetzi and Ice Hay, I think it is, and in Tavkov Chavta Simchat Ches.
Fine, I'll try to look later. What do you call it? What about if I don't want to go to the grocery store twice, like right now, especially with the virus going around, it's very annoying to go to the grocery store.
I'm Akin, then don't do it.
So I shouldn't, I wonder if I want to buy extra for Shabbos now. So I have to go back Thursday night, Friday morning.
That's what you're saying. Good question. It's Marsh Lacha Maid. But I have a good reason. You know, it reminds me of the question they asked. Someone's making a bris, Sudas Pidyon Aben, Matzei Yontif, they're making a Sudas Pidyon Aben. Because you can't do the Pidyon Aben on Yontif, so they do a Matzei Yontif. Can I cook a Chol Maid for the Sudas Pidyon Aben, which is going to be right after Yontif? So they give a eitzah that you should eat from the food, make a big kugel, and eat a portion or two from the food. Maybe that's what you should do. Try to buy extra things.
Is there Rebbe Shirim? But it's each individual tomato, each individual potato, whatever.
Right, that's right. Right. It's not going to work for everything.
It depends on the kitchen.
I think it'll be matzah, because right now it's a litzarech, and it's important litzarech for the bris of the guf. Any other questions? No questions.
More lumdas, where Shlomo Zalman. So I wrote. If you look, right, yeah. I read more in Lamdas. But Shlomo Zalman, why couldn't he say that Hayov say Marbanan that Asard Matar when it came to the Bnei Chutzlaret? So I'm saying, well, it's the only issue is the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan are forced.
Question.
I don't know why he didn't say that. It's very fair.
Right, it's a good question. When we learned it by night, I think you asked the same question. Yeah, uh-huh. I remember you were you. If you listen to those recordings, because I didn't have my notes. I'll call my with me, so I had to listen to some of those shiurim again that I had on the computer. You were involved in the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Okay.